Angel Island, A Letter Home. Letter. July 1924. Dear Hia Li, we've been on Angel Island for weeks now. Every day I watch a boy eat apricots that he's bought at the store and swing on the broken swing. He's so happy, but it will take much more for me to forget my tears. We endured so much during our long trip by boat from China to San Francisco. I'm sad to say that we have not been welcomed here. America's exclusionary policies have made it difficult for the tens of thousands of us from Asian countries to enter the United States. Newcomers like me are detained on Angel Island in the middle of California's San Francisco Bay. I don't know if it will take days or months until I am finally called for questioning. Knowing Father is in San Francisco waiting for me doesn't preclude my being nervous about the questioning. I know that if I don't answer properly, I'll be sent back to China. You'd be so proud. Ever since I left, I've been studying the book that Papa prepared with the questions and the answers. I've made such progress. The only question I don't know the answer to is how long I must wait. Meanwhile, there's nothing to do here, but the food is tolerable because our meals include rice. I've been told there's a man who's been here a year, and I conclude he didn't have the proper papers to prove his identity. I think that Americans often unfairly stereotype us as quiet and assume we won't complain. At the same time, some detainees try to exploit our situation to make us feel angrier than we already are. However, it's not quite the crisis the troublemakers make it out to be. Most people keep to themselves, and some even carve poetry into the walls to express their loneliness. I've made a new friend, Deshi, who is a very insightful man. He says that our sadness is just like the fog in the bay. It will float away once we step onto the mainland. He reminds me that happiness will be attainable when I see Papa. Your loving brother, Hyang Foo.